U.S. Marines fought Iraqi troops today in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, about 90 miles north of Baghdad. U.S. military planners had expected that remnants of the Iraqi army and Ba'ath Party might mount a last stand there. Time magazine's Michael Ware was in Tikrit earlier today. I spoke with him from Kirkuk about the military situation there.
Central Command announced that American forces were entering from the south, as I understand. I was in the northeast quarter. There was lots of shooting going on. Whether they're engaging American forces, it was very difficult to say. But throughout today, there was an intensive American bombing campaign from the air. In the northeast, there was members of the Fedayeen Saddam who were patrolling the streets. There was also large members of the Arab clans who are patrolling the streets as well. And essentially they're firing at anything that moves that looks suspicious. I met with a group of village and tribal elders. They were essentially saying, we know that the end has come. They're saying that those of the Saddam Hussein regime who were in Tikrit, they said they left 48 hours ago. What is left behind are small pockets of resistance which are being led by one Ba'athist leader, the governor of Tikrit. The tribal elders gave me a formal statement, a document. They also made a statement onto video to the effect that they welcome the American troops into their villages, their clan areas, and into Tikrit. They want an immediate cessation of the bombing. They said they will invite the Americans to come in, but under no circumstances whatsoever are any Kurdish forces to enter either the city or its surrounds.
Any signs of looting in Tikrit?
You have no idea of the degree of lawlessness that has set in, both in Tikrit and around it. I saw too many dead bodies today. You know, this is from looting Kurds. This is criminals posing as Kurdish military. This is Kurdish military who have gone AWOL from their duties and have gone down to loot and rob.
Now, you said that that folks in Tikrit said that any of Saddam's party had left 48 hours ago. Any word whether Saddam was among them and any word on where they went?
They claim, and most likely this is true, that they do not know whether Saddam himself was in the city or not. However, they insist that the senior members of his clan and those close to him, as opposed to his immediate family, was among those who left 48 hours ago. And yes, they have identified the direction and the village to where they claim they went. It is to the northwest of the city of Tikrit. It is a village where today there was considerable amounts of unusual activity. Kurdish police forces attempted to enter this particular village, which is surrounded by tightly controlled Arab checkpoints. When two truckloads of Kurdish police entered this village, they did not return. All attempts by the Kurds to negotiate their release or to learn of their fate were refuted. The tribal elder of this village has agreed to talk to the Kurds, but on the strict condition that his life is guaranteed.
Do you know the name of the village?
Khawija.
Michael Ware of Time magazine, who witnessed the fighting in Tikrit today. He spoke with us from Kirkuk. Thanks very much, Mr. Ware.
My pleasure. Thank you.